and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We've got an exciting broadcast straight ahead. In this hour, we're going to be joined by the editor-in-chief of CarList.com. She's also frequently seen on the tube, as they say, on MSNBC, as well as Fox Business News, Lou Ann Hammond. We're going to be discussing the recently concluded media days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show, and in particular, from the green side of the fence, because Lou Ann's specialty is green-type vehicles. We'll find out what vehicle took home the honor as the Green Vehicle of the Year, which was awarded in L.A. Also in L.A., an unusual award. It was officially announced. It wasn't given out. It's the Women's Car of the Year Award, and there are subcategories in there. We'll find all about that and more with Lou Ann. Also on today's broadcast, in hour number two, our motorsports reporter, our news editor, Jeff Bressler, will be on by to bring us an update live from the motorsports desk. Also in hour number two, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is a veteran talk show host and now automotive journalist based out of Florida. Stan Major will be running down the year 2009, some of his favorite test cars and some of the recent cars that he's driven. We'll talk about the year in general. And of course, along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls and emails. The email is up and running. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. And we also will bring you the latest news. That's what we're going to do right now. This news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit the corporate website. It's www.goldeagle.com. Well, automotive-wise, there's lots on the agenda here in the coming weeks, and most notably the Detroit Auto Show, known to the world as the North American International Auto Show. This traditionally is the granddaddy of them all here in this country, as about 6,000 journalists from around the world descend on the Motor City. However, with the recent troubles in Detroit, the show has lost a little of its luster. And I imagine that will continue here for 2010. Last year, a number of automakers did not display at the show, just like we saw in Los Angeles as well. Last year, there was a major Chinese presence at the show, and I expect that again this year. But we'll be there recording lots of interviews and talking with lots of folks. Speaking of the Chinese, before we preview the Detroit Auto Show, it's official. Ford has announced they're selling Volvo to Geely, which is a Chinese auto manufacturer. This comes as a surprise to many and a mistake, according to some folks that I've spoken to recently, including executive editor Matt Stone of Motor Trend Magazine, who I spoke with a little bit earlier today, and he thought it was a big mistake on the part of the Blue Oval to sell off the Volvo brand. Also, the Chinese have acquired a holding share, or a majority share, I should say, in General Motors in China. This surprises me because GM has been really successful in China with the Buick brand. Buick is the number one selling vehicle in all of China. And why General Motors would sell off the majority owning part of that equation to the Chinese doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Maybe it means that GM is in deeper financial trouble than we all realize. But let's turn our attention to the positive, and I'm going to briefly run down some of the unveilings here in Detroit, and a few I will get into a little bit more detail with. But let's tell you about some of the big debuts, both North American and worldwide. BMW is going to have a 2011 7 Series, a revised version of the 7 Series, a 740i and the 740li. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. Ford will take the wraps off a brand new Focus, and from the renderings, that's what they like to call drawings, that I've seen of the Focus, it's a looker. It definitely much better looking than the previous generation, and I doubt, and without question, it will be greeted, I think, with some pretty significant sales numbers. Ford is also showing off another new small car, the Fiesta, which debuted at the L.A. Auto Show. Speaking of Ford, to keep pace with the Camaro's V8 and the Challenger, the SRT8 V8, the 2011 Ford Mustang GT will now sport a 5-liter double overhead cam V8, packing more than 400 horsepower. We'll tell you more about that in a moment as well. From General Motors, there'll be a Arcadia Denali. Honda will show off, finally, their CRZ, which is a modern interpretation of the classic CRX from the 1980s. It's a hybrid vehicle with a manual transmission, the first ever. Volvo is going to show off a electric version of their stylish three-door coupe, the C30. BMW will also show off an electric vehicle. It's based on the 1 Series concept Active-E. Mini continues to tantalize the world with the concept cars. This one to be shown in Detroit is called the Beachcomber, kind of a Jeep-esque vehicle. Toyota will have a dedicated hybrid concept vehicle. That's all they're saying. BMW is going to show off the highest performance variant of their Z4. It's called the S-Drive 35iS. Mercedes-Benz will drop the top on the 2011 Mercedes-Benz E-Class Cabriolet, and Audi will show the world their flagship sedan, the Audi A8. Let me tell you about some of these vehicles in a little bit more detail. Let's begin by telling you about the BMW 7 Series. It's going to get a new engine option. It's a twin-turbo inline six. This is a new variant here in the BMW lineup, and supplements the already twin turbo V8, which is standard equipment on the 750i and the 750iL. But this is the 740, they're calling it. This new engine, no doubt, will be packing some pretty significant power. With its 3-liter engine up front, it will have 315 horsepower, 330 pound-feet of torque, and I would imagine is significantly less, let's say somewhat reduced price tag over the 750. There will be an M Sport package and lots of other great options available as well. As I mentioned, Ford is going to take the wraps off the 5-liter Mustang. Of course, the Mustang was famous for many, many years packing the 302 V8, better known in marketing as the Mustang 5.0. They're bringing that name back, and they're bringing it back with lots of technology. Unlike the V8 engines, which power the Camaro and the Challenger, which are overhead valve designs, the 2011 Ford Mustang GT will pack a 5-liter double overhead cam V8 engine, and it again will sport the 5-liter badge on its fenders. Some spy photos of this vehicle have already leaked out, and I must say that stylistically, there's not a tremendous amount of difference between the 2010 Mustang, which, as you may remember, received a mid-life update last year, but the 2011 variant is going to be packing a mighty powerful engine compared to the current GT, which has 315 horsepower. Remember, in L.A., Ford took the wraps off the new V6 engine, which is 305 horsepower, so they had to do something. So here's the deal. The engine is going to be packing 412 horsepower and 390 pound-feet of torque, and it's an aluminum block engine. Available transmissions will be a 6-speed automatic, that's a first for a Mustang, or a 6-speed manual. They've got to stay competitive with the Camaro SS's 426 horsepower and the Challenger SRT8's 425. We're going to take a pit stop, and then on the other side, Lou Ann Hammond from CarList.com. This is Auto World.
Daddy? What are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Let me tell you a little something about Classic Restoration. They're a company that specializes in the restoration of antique as well as classic cars and trucks. They've got facilities located just outside New York City. But Classic Restoration has customers from all around the U.S. as well as around the world. Classic Restorations has the capability of restoring your car to your exact specifications, whether it's to be a Concours car or a custom-level vehicle. In addition, Classic Restorations offers the updating of suspension and drivetrains to late-model fuel-injected power plants and cutting-edge suspension technology. The goal here is to make your Classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. Classic Restorations can be reached at 845-258-2550. That's 845-258-2550, or visit classicresto.com. Now we welcome to the airwaves of Motor Trend, of Auto World, I should say. A little overtired here, as I've done this a couple of times of late. She is the founder, CEO of Carlist.com, frequent contributor to MSNBC, Fox Business, and more. Lou Ann Hammond, welcome. How you doing?
And occasionally to Motor Trend.
That's right. Definitely. I've been burning the candle at three ends. So.
That's right. So, Bob, I'm sitting here editing some video of a trip I took with Toyota, with their Toyota Sienna, their new Toyota Sienna.
It's a minivan, yes.
That's
my father-in-law
right.
has one, and he loves the old previous generation, so the new one significantly updated.
Oh, it is so updated, and I had the pleasure of videoing Kazuo Mori, who is the chief designer of the minivan, and we took a ride in the new sports sedan. They've never had a sports minivan before, so I had him sit in the passenger seat, and I had Denise McCluggage driving the minivan.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Oh, so tell people who Denise McCluggage is.
Denise McCluggage is the only automotive journalist in the Automotive Hall of Fame because Denise is a very unusual lady. She started out as a sports writer, but she's a noted racer and automotive journalist, and she's a real deal hot rodder.
She has driven with a race against the likes of Stirling Moss and Phil Hill. I don't know if you know this, but she used to date Steve McQueen.
She used to date a lot of famous people. I could tell you some other ones off air that she dated that you won't believe.
The big thing is that Denise is going to be 83 in January.
Wow.
And so we get Kazuo Mori. I said, do you want to ride with us? And I'm laughing because he doesn't know who Denise is. He has no idea. And when we get through racing or riding the Sienna, and it's apparent to everyone that Kazuo had no idea who she was and was very surprised that she was such a good driver. And he says, "You're such a good driver." And she's like, "Oh, thank you very much." And then I tell him that she's 82, and he's really surprised. And so Denise and I get out of the car, and we get back in the next car, and I said, Denise, he didn't know who you were, and he didn't realize that you had been a race car driver. And she laughs. She says, what do you think I was, some little old lady from Pasadena?
Oh, that's a great story.
That's exactly what he thought you were. It was so funny, because you could see as she's driving, and we're on Ortega Highway down in Southern California, and she's going around these undulating hills and these curbs, and she's just taking them like nothing. And you know she's going allegedly over the speed limit. And he's just getting more and more impressed with this little old lady from Pasadena. It's just too hysterical.
Oh, it's so true.
So you'll have to watch the video because you and I both know Denise, and to watch it and just watch how he sort of just gains a little bit more respect for her as each curve goes by.
He should. She's an amazing driver and an amazing lady too.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of the news. There's lots to talk about before we talk about L.A. and the Women's World Car of the Year Award. Got to get your take on some latest news on the automotive front. Volvo is going to the Chinese, and Matt Stone from Motor Trend today said to me, bad move on the part of Ford. What do you think?
Why did he think it was a bad move?
He thinks that, Volvo, the brand, is pretty solid and certainly a safety innovator and is very valuable to the Ford team, let's put it that way. And he hated to see that going away from Ford since they seem to be doing everything right these days.
I would agree with him, but how much of that is predicated on the fact that they need cash and they haven't gone to the government to get cash?
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt all of it is, just as well as, you know, selling off last year Jaguar and Land Rover. I mean, boy, I always say they never should have sold Jaguar. Look what Jaguar has turned out in recent times with the XK, the XF, the new XJ. I mean, these are all just wonderful vehicles, and that brand is now gone.
Right, but the XF just won Women's World Car of the Year. But I don't know that Ford had the money to put into Jaguar or Land Rover, or deemed it enough money to put into it to get to make it what it is today. I do think they should have kept Volvo.
Yeah, exactly. And the other puzzler that we touched on my Motor Trend program is this controlling interest of GM China being sold off to a Chinese company now. It's my understanding, Luann, and you're, you know, on the cutting edge of business stuff and green stuff. I mean, GM with Buick was really dominating the Chinese market. I mean, why do they do this?
Because it certainly would have to do with money. And I, no matter what, who I asked, no one would tell me why they did it. But I did... I did read an article in the International Herald Tribune, which I think is very telling. Ed Whitaker, the CEO of General Motors, was quoted about saying about Opel. Now, this was Opel, not General China. And China is actually, I think, more important to them than Opel was. He says the board's mentality was, here's something we own. It has a lot of worth to it. Why would we walk away from this for very little money and be in a joint venture where we were a minority owner? They have now become a minority owner for a very small amount of money in GM China.
Mm.
It does not make sense to me. It is a step down, in my opinion, in the Chinese market, in the Asian market. You never step down in the Asian market unless you absolutely have to.
And I think that is going to be the reason they absolutely have to. Is General Motors in worse shape than they are letting on? I mean, recently, of course, they let go of Fritz Henderson, their CEO, and you were there in L.A. when that happened. You chatted extensively with Bob Lutz. You've got a great video online with him. We'll talk about that and lots more with Luann Hammond from Carlist.com. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, including our newest affiliate, KCNR, in Lake Shasta, California. Thank you to owner Carl Bott, and we hope any technical issues that were happening last week have been resolved. We welcome you and hope to have you with us for many, many years to come. Speaking of California, on the line from Northern California right now is Lou Ann Hammond from Carlist.com. She founded it. She's the CEO, editor-in-chief, and frequent contributor to the John Batchelor radio show, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox Business, all that kind of stuff. We're talking about the L.A. Auto Show, General Motors in particular, and you chatted with Bob Lutz, who had to fill in for the fired Fritz Henderson, which really kind of set the L.A. show off with a rather strange tone.
Yeah, it had, you know, let me step back a minute. California is about 13% of the nation's sales. So you definitely, if you're going to be somewhere, you definitely want to be in California. Buick, Cadillac, GMC, and what's the last one? Forgot it.
Buick, Cadillac, GMC, and Chevrolet.
Chevrolet have all gone down in sales year over year, anywhere from 42 to 55%. And so this was a big auto show for them. And for them to fire the keynote speaker the day before he was supposed to speak, and he had media backed up every 15 minutes. They were on a spot to talk to them. Bloomberg, Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, every radio station, every TV station. Nobody talked about Chevy Cruze coming in, the Chevy Volt coming in, or a Cadillac that got 27 miles per gallon. They all talked about why Fritz Henderson had been fired. And had they done it today, wouldn't have made a bit of difference in the world. Everybody said we knew he was going to go. And, in fact, everybody did say, oh, we knew he was going to go. Now, the problem is that what is this board thinking that they do it right before the day he's supposed to be a keynote speaker? And certainly Ed Whitaker, we've all seen him come out in the TV commercials and say, I don't really know anything about the car industry. And you know what, Ed? I believe you.
Wow. Very good. Very interesting. So where does GM go from here?
Well, let's hope they have a better Detroit Auto Show. But, you know, Detroit, they've already got Detroit sewn up. So now the point is whether or not they can get the Bi Coast, the East Coast and the West Coast, to start talking product. And if they can't do that, if they continue to have these problems where they're only talking about when the money is going to be paid back, whether or not there really were derivatives that were bought with Korean won for GM Daewoo, and that made them sell the controlling interest in GM China. It's those type of things that what's happening with Saab? Why haven't they sold them yet? If they don't care about them, if they want them to die, why haven't they sold them off to one of the Chinese companies or someone else that wants them?
Mm-hmm. Saab has been a bit of a puzzle as first the boutique Swedish automaker, the exotic car maker, was going to buy it, and then more recently another rather boutique vehicle maker, Spyker, made a second attempt at buying it, but now it looks like it's the end of the road for Saab. Are you hearing anything different, Luann?
I have not heard anything different from them. Have you heard? In fact, Spyker gave them 11-point talking points that they wanted to go over with them so that they could actually talk to them about buying Saab. And we have not heard anything else from General Motors, whether or not they can do that. Earlier, I'm not sure when they did this, but they did sell the old 9.5 and 9.3 intellectual property to a Chinese company, Beijing Automotive Industry Holding BAIC, which is the fifth largest Chinese company in China. So they're able to, take some of that intellectual property and see what they can do with it. But as of yet, I have not heard anything about the Saab deal with GM going through, whether it will or not.
Yeah, from what I hear, it isn't going to go through, and they're just going to let it die, which is kind of ironic. Of course, Saturn is going to have the same thing happen to its brand, and the fate of Hummer, that was pending also to the Chinese. But has that been firmed up, or is that still up in the air, Luann?
That is still up in the air. But the difference is that Saturn doesn't even have a buyer. They don't even have a potential buyer.
No, Roger Penske was it, and that's it.
Well, you're right. So why is it that GM's not allowing the Saab deal to go through?
I don't know. There's a story behind the story there, and we'll uncover it. Let's talk about something that you mentioned a little bit earlier, and that's the Women's World Car of the Year Award. It went to the Jaguar XF, and I understand in addition to that honor being bestowed on that particular vehicle, there were a number of other subcategories awarded as well.
Right. There were only eight of us throughout the entire world of women that voted on this.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Who were some of the other folks?
A woman from Sandy Meir from New Zealand, Jill McIntosh from Canada, Regina Chan is the Chinese, she actually lives in Canada, but she's the Chinese group, and one person from India, another from UK, one from South Africa. And so it really was a diverse group of women. I've only met one of all of the other women. I think that that's sort of the same with all of us. We haven't really met each other. But what came out of it was the fact that the Jaguar XF became the Women's World Car of the Year, which I always find interesting that it's such a beautiful car and such a great value for the money, and it's not winning North American Car of the Year or something like that, where there are so many more men that would love that car. So women seem to know that that's a beautiful car.
It is a beautiful car. Unfortunately, the XF came along when there were so many other contenders, and I think, you know, last year it played in our Motor Trend Car of the Year award, and the last year we awarded it to the GTR from Nissan. It was just a particularly strong feel last year, and another year the XF would have won, no question about it. How about the World Family Car of the Year? What did the women give that a nod to?
The Volvo XC60.
Very
and
good.
The runner-up was the Honda Accord. Yeah, I think what happens when you get this many diverse women from or people from so many different countries, you don't get to see all of the American cars sort of winning the award all the time, which is quite interesting. I mean, the North American Car of the Year, they have to have a car that all of us know.
Yes, exactly.
But that, you know, we don't. We, you know, just like on the Sports Car of the Year, the Audi TTS won.
Mm-hmm.
The runner-up was the Mazda MX-5.
And the TT is a wonderful car. My wife has the now defunct 3.2-liter Quattro version of it, but the TTS was originally destined for Europe, but now they're selling it in the U.S., and that's a marvelous vehicle, as is the MX-5. And how about in the economy car section, which vehicle took home that honor?
And you'll see more of these types of cars, the Volkswagen Golf Diesel. Diesel is very popular in many other parts of the world, not so popular here. The Ford Fiesta was the runner-up. With Audi, as we were just talking about, Audi has a great diesel. So does Volkswagen. They're, you know, they're partners. They partner in some technology. What most people don't realize is that on Audi, every single gasoline version of their car has direct injection.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more green vehicles with Luann Hammond from CarList.com. You're tuned to Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-948-5099. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5091. That's 1-800-948-5091. 1-800-948-5091.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long with Luann Hammond from CarList.com. Luann, the LA show always focuses a lot on your specialty. That's green vehicles. As a matter of fact, they give a yearly award out in LA. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, they give a green car of the year out there, and the Audi won again, the Audi diesel. Was it the A3?
Yes, the A3.
The A3 one, diesel version. And part of that is because diesel fuel itself has gotten so much cleaner. We now are on par with having diesel fuel as clean as Europe. The diesel technology is now able to come over from Europe, and we have those beautiful, clean engines with lots of great torque in them. The Audi e-tron came out. It's an electric vehicle, and if you like the Audi R8 and you've got plenty of money, you're going to like the Audi e-tron. There also was the BMW Active Hybrid 7 and Active Hybrid 6. And what I love about the Active Hybrid 6, Bob, is the fact that you have an electric part of the car with the nickel metal hydride battery. Then when it gets to a certain point, the engine kicks in. But when what most people don't realize is that when you start that car or when it's sitting idle, it is so quiet you don't even know it's on. So when you get, what BMW has done is when you get out of the driver's seat and you shut the door, the car goes completely off. You have to, hit the start button again to get it to come back on. And I asked them why that was, and they said, for a safety reason. Think about it. If you've got a garage attached to your car, to your house, and you don't realize that you haven't turned the car off, once the electric mode is out, it has run out of electricity, the engine comes on, your garage fills up with carbon monoxide.
Wow.
Not a good thing. So they have rigged it so that you can shut off the car. I think it's brilliant.
Most definitely. Lots of really innovative technology. I mean, it seems like more and more we're seeing, lots of cool stuff. And it isn't all in the expensive cars as well. A little earlier today, I was talking to our representative from Ford about their new entry-level vehicle, the Fiesta, and it's going to have lots of standard equipment. Doesn't mean that if you're driving a small car that you can't have all the bells and whistles.
And that's exactly what people are looking for, because always before they've had to compromise what they gave, whether it was fuel economy and safety, with luxury. But as you have more luxury items coming down the pike, and you'll see all of these luxury items in the most luxurious cars first, but the more their mass they're able to build, the more quantity, the price comes down. I remember driving a car that was $2 million, and it was built by a design. I said, why does this cost $2 million? And they said, it's the first car with anti-lock braking system. Since then, every car in the world has anti-lock braking system. It's just the standard on the vehicles. But it had to be come from the luxury vehicles down, and that's why you're seeing some of these things that we now consider used to consider only in luxury vehicles are now standard in some of the smaller cars that are going to get more miles per gallon.
Absolutely. And not only are we seeing some very interesting production vehicles, but we're also seeing some very interesting concept vehicles. Case in point there in Los Angeles, much talked about, the Peanut. How'd you like that vehicle?
Is that the Volkswagen?
No, that's the Honda, the little tiny car.
Oh, you know, I didn't get to see it.
If folks are going to check it out, it's online at motortrend.com. And do you have some pictures perhaps at carlist.com? Or?
I don't. I'd say the best place to go right now would be motortrend.com for that one. I didn't get to see it. I have driven, I thought you were talking about the Volkswagen L1 concept, and that's just a small little thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why, if you were thinking peanut, that's what I was thinking, because it looks like a peanut. I drove the first generation around San Francisco, and boy, has it come a long way. And their goal for Volkswagen is to have a car that gets 1 liter per 100 kilometers, or 235 miles per gallon. This one they've got up to 175 miles per gallon. I don't think it meets any safety test.
Very good. Let's talk about some other very interesting things that we saw in Los Angeles. Certainly, when you look at the brand Hyundai, has really come a long way in a short period of time. John Krafcik and his crew there rolled out a new Sonata, as well as the sister brand rolled out Kia, a new Sorento. Your thoughts on those vehicles?
I think they are on fire just like Subaru is. You know, you get a brand where they're talking only about product, and the product is good. You have a great warranty, and this is something that China's, you're going to have to watch with China as it comes along. If they can get the, let's take, for instance, Saab with Geely. If the two of those groups can work well and get the technology right, keep the DNA going, keep the top management from becoming an obstacle, something that everyone is talking about, and have them only talking about the product, then they're going to fall in line with Subaru, Hyundai, and Kia. And all three of those brands have seen positive sales in this year when very few other people have seen anything. So it is a test. It is a classic test of what needs to be done. You look at General Motors, they've had all kinds of personnel problems. You just don't work well when you're constantly in fear of your job or concerned that someone else is going to be fired.
Oh, so true. And as we look forward to Detroit, there were a lot of Chinese manufacturers there last year. Do you anticipate the same here for 2010?
And they were on the top floor. Always before, they had been in the basement.
Yes.
Last year, they were on the top floor. Brilliance and BYD. BYD has Warren Buffett has a part ownership in BYD, which is an electric car, and they will bring an electric car over first. They're not. I don't think that the Chinese BYD will even bother with an internal combustion engine, and that's smart of them because we already have so many internal combustion engines to compete against. Bring over one of your electric cars that even might have the ability to store electricity from the house, so it becomes a transmitter itself through your house to the electric grid, because we are going to have transmission problems if everyone goes electric. So, you know, there's always all these kind of new things that are going on, and they're exciting. And certainly if you're in the Detroit area, you would want to go to the Detroit Auto Show to see them, because that's going to be the biggest house of cars right now. Not House of Cards. House of Cards.
You wanted to make sure that you got that right, because it could easily be... It could easily go the other way, but, I mean, when you look at the other side of the fence here, GM at Detroit is going to have some cool offerings. They're going to have the V variant of their very stylish coupe, the CTS. I thought that was well done there in Los Angeles. Can't wait to see the high-performance variant of that. They've also got another concept vehicle that they're kind of keeping under wraps, but you were one of the few that got to drive the Volt. What was the Volt experience like out in Los Angeles?
As I've said before, you know, you have this thing with the electric car that it is so quiet. And I talked to the guys that the engineers that were building Chevy, and they said, "Yeah, we've got this problem with the Volt because we always have had to worry about noise, vibration, and harshness, and now we kind of have to think the other way. How do we create noise so that the person that's driving the car when they start it, or if somebody's in front of them, that they know that there's a car that's coming, that's on or coming their way, and that's a new problem for them. They have different ways of bringing in regenerative braking, so they have different modes that you can go into. It's still a prototype car, and you can see that the car itself is prototype. But what you're looking at now is the vehicle itself, how it runs. And for the people who don't know the difference, the Volt. The Nissan Leaf will be a plug-in electric vehicle, 100% plug-in electric vehicle. The Chevy Volt is a range extender. So if you run out of electric power, you still have a generator that clicks on, and it will create more electricity. And that's a big difference for those people who have electricity anxiety.
Very good. Very well said. Happy New Year to you. And your husband, Stretch. We'll talk to you in 2010, Luann.
And to all of yours, Bob, thank you so much.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Seems I always end up driving by.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.